For the approximately 33 million Americans impacted by bothersome overactive bladder or OAB symptoms, traveling and enjoying a night out can be a daunting thought because they have to make sure they know where their nearest bathroom is or worry about having a leakage episode. But it doesn't have to be that way. There are options to help those with the condition. OAB is a common condition in which the bladder muscle involuntarily contracts, creating a feeling of a sudden urge to go, and many people with symptoms often delay seeking help from their doctors. Joining us to discuss the various lifestyle changes patients can make and the treatment options available is Dr. Ashley Tapscott, UroVent Sciences spokesperson and urologist. Dr. Tapscott, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much for talking about this important patient condition.
So I mentioned a little bit in the intro that OAB is caused by involuntary contractions, but what exactly is an overactive bladder?
Yes, as you described, overactive bladder is a common condition that affects approximately 33 million American women and men. So the bladder muscle involuntarily contracts, generating several symptoms that are a hallmark of this disease state. So, for example, patients may experience urinary frequency or the need to void more than 8 times in a 24-hour period. They may also have urinary urgency, which is that sudden gotta go sensation where they just can't hold their bladder, they just can't delay kind of running to the bathroom. And that may result in urge incontinence episodes or leakage episodes where these patients will have urinary accidents, which is oftentimes, you know, very stressful and embarrassing.
So how exactly does this condition impact patients? Is it more frequent between men or women?
Well, you know, it affects both men and women, and we do see women under 65 are the predominant population affected, and then men over 65 tends to hit the men a little later in life. So, you know, we can't just focus on the prostate in men. They can have bladder conditions as well. As far as the impact of effect, you know, I believe that it can impact patients in many facets of their daily life, from their morning commute, you know, having that daily cup of coffee that can cause bladder urgency symptoms and overactive bladder, traveling on holiday road trips or on airplanes where there's limited access to a bathroom, which can be very inconvenient and, again, stressful. Also, they may have to carry a second change of clothes if they have, you know, leakage episodes or even wear pads. And it may also deter them from participating in certain physical activities, certain exercise, or attending, you know, holiday, family, or social gatherings.
So it is a little embarrassing, but this has happened to myself in more than one occasion. Is there anything that might put somebody more in a chance of having this happen to them, of a lifestyle choice perhaps?
Yeah, absolutely. So there are some behavioral modifications that we can identify. So I encourage patients to give me avoiding diaries so we can really kind of see what's going on. So this would include things like, you know, decreasing alcohol consumption, smoking cessation, decreasing caffeine intake, which, you know, we all may consume in the morning to kind of get our day going. And, of course, looking at good bladder hygiene. How regularly are they urinating? Are there other factors that could contribute to this? And then again, you know, as far as the treatment option as well, there are pelvic exercises that can be done to help with OAB symptoms. And then, of course, we have medication options for treatment as well.
Do you mind expanding on those options? You mentioned the pelvic exercises or medication can also be used?
Yes. Yeah, so, you know, patients can see a pelvic floor physical therapist who specializes in conditions of the pelvic muscles that may affect the bladder. But in terms of medication treatment options, as you described, I'm here with UroVent Sciences to discuss my preferred treatment, which is Gemtesa or Vibegron. It's a once daily oral pill for patients with OAB symptoms. And, you know, medications may have side effects, specifically headache, common cold, or diarrhea. And no treatment option is right for every patient, or every bladder. So I want to make sure that these patients have an individualized consultation with a doctor or specialist so that they can maybe see how we can help their overactive bladder symptoms.
Dr. Tapscott, what are some of the reasons why patients might delay seeking help for overactive bladder?
Well, I think there's a level of shame and embarrassment and isolation that can occur. I think sometimes patients just accept that they have to have these coping mechanisms of carrying pads or having a change of clothes or maybe wearing dark clothes to hide some leakage or just withdrawing from activities. I think sometimes patients may think this is just a normal part of aging or a normal process of bladder change. And so I think education is important because a lot of these patients wait over 3 years to talk to their doctor about this condition that is very treatable.
Well, Dr. Tapscott, is there anything else you'd like patients that may be suffering from overactive bladder use to know, or is there someplace where they can find out more information online?
Yes, I want patients to know that there is a wealth of community support resources and providers and specialists to help them with overactive bladder and these symptoms. There is a website just for them, timetogo.com, where there are resources and treatment options available. And in fact, if they visit this website, we've actually put together a free overactive bladder travel kit since it's holiday and gathering time. We partnered with Speaks by Sinks, which is an absorbent, wearable, washable undergarment that may help them on their treatment journey.
Well, Dr. Tapscott, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for your dedication to patients with overactive bladder symptoms.
Well, we do appreciate it. Have a lovely day. That was Dr. Ashley Tapscott speaking on behalf of overactive bladder use. That was Dr. Ashley Tapscott speaking on overactive bladders. This interview was originally recorded November 22nd of 2022.